Thank you for joining Her Story Untold podcast. I am your host, Tanir, and I am with the lovely Raya. This is my friend, y'all. I was on her podcast for the first time I've ever done a podcast, and this is my girl. We started our first episode together here on my launch day, but we had technical difficulties, so we're back. We spent the block, and we're back.
Okay? That's right. That's so, right.
Hi, friend.
Hey, friend. How are you? Thank you for having me on again.
Yes. So, if you want to tell them about you, where they can find you, if you have any upcoming things.
I sure will. So, my name is Raya. I'm also host of a Tall Woman's Perspective podcast. So, that's where you guys can actually find me on Instagram as well. It's at a tall, P-E-R-S-P. A tall woman's PERSP. Goodness, it's so long. Yes. I'm also on TikTok under A Tall Woman's Perspective. And then I also have a YouTube page, A Tall Woman's Perspective Podcast. So that's where you guys can find me.
We're everywhere with it, okay?
Yes, that's right.
All right. So let's dive deep into these questions. You guys can find her on Instagram. I will tag her also on the bottom of the post when I post them to my social media. So you guys can follow her there. And you, like she said, you can go directly to her YouTube, check out her episodes. What are we doing? Okay. First question.
Okay.
What initially sparked your interest in podcasting?
So, I always have a long-winded story, but I'm going to make it short for you guys.
Okay.
So, one of my good friends and my partner, producer of my show, his name is Kevin. So, he's pretty much had his hands into the media and all of that good stuff. So he kind of knew about the podcasting life. So just based off of the conversations that we would always have, he would always say, like, hey, you would be really good to start a podcast. Like, you really should. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm naturally an introvert and my circle is very, very small. So I know still into this day, it's probably a lot of people like, what is she going to do? So, right. But yeah, so like once I started though, the podcast journey has been, I've been embracing it and I've been loving it. And I'm just like, oh, I really like this. I get to connect with wonderful people like you.
Yes. You're a natural. You're a natural.
Oh, thank you.
You're a natural. Just a little bit of backstory. When I was on her episode, she found me, DM'd me and everything like that. Networking is definitely powerful. I was super nervous. You probably, you know, you couldn't tell. You got to go back and watch that episode that I was on. But I was so nervous because it was my first time, you know. And, you know, I can talk to you like you're my friend. I've known you for years.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But when I was on that, I just was like, oh, the pressure. The pressure. Oh, when you leading into the next question, when you first started podcasting, were you nervous? Can you explain some of your feelings, your emotions?
Oh, I was super nervous. What? So sorry. The very first, it was like a pilot episode, right? Before the first episode dropped. And I was just like, so during that time, we weren't recording live on Instagram. So it was just like, I forget the software that we were using, but I was just like, okay, I don't really know about this. Like, I'm too nervous. I'm like, I was talking myself out of it. And he's just like, you know, like, I think you should still do it. But if you're that nervous, I think it was like starting to scare him. He was like, don't do it. Like, don't do it.
Right.
But I don't know. During that time, I was like outside of being a mom and working and like everything that's so routine. I'm just like saying to myself, I want something else to do. So I was just like, you know what? No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We did the pilot episode and the first episode. And once I got the first one out the way, I was just like, okay.
Usa.
I can do this. I can do this. Yes.
You're doing it.
Yeah. Fast forward to now, I'm on 35 episodes. My next episode will be 36. And I'm not even on a year yet. From my podcast. Yeah. A Tall Woman's Perspective turns 1 in September.
Wow.
I'm like, I love it though. It's my little baby. My other little baby.
Gold. You're so inspiring.
Oh, you are too.
So did you have a particular topic or message that you wanted your podcast to be about as far as like attracting your audience?
Mm-hmm. So I did start off Yes, okay. I did start off with, so my name, I'm a tall woman, of course. My podcast is a Tall Woman's Perspective podcast. So I was just like, okay, like what? You know, I was kind of thinking about a name and I'm just like, you know, one thing about it is I love that I'm a tall woman, okay?
Right.
As a little girl, you know, growing up tall, you don't really embrace it as much, but being a tall woman, you embrace it more as an adult. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I started off with that, but it didn't stay there to just cater in towards tall people. Like the first episode was basically about a tall woman dating and, you know, just experiences. But I say all to say I had all the previous episodes with like real estate agents, trainers, PJs.
Yes.
Some people that are not tall, some people that are tall. So I didn't want to really box myself in. Yeah. So that's very important.
Okay. Can you pinpoint a moment when the idea for your podcast truly came together?
Going back into what I just said. So it really started to come together once I started to connect with people in different industries. Like I said, I didn't want to really box myself into like, I love my tall people, but you know, hey, like that's so, I want to get out the box. So
right.
Once I started doing that and then networking with other people, it was just like, wait a minute, I can take the podcast far. And then other ideas started to come in and I was just like embracing all of it, honestly. Yeah. It's a joy.
I love that.
Thank you.
What resources did you find most helpful in learning the aspects of podcasting? I know you said your significant other, he was already here. You know,
feet was already ripped. Oh, not my significant other. He's just my friend.
Oh, not your significant other. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. But yeah, we're just friends.
I know he was giving you some pointers because he was in it already.
Yes.
So what was it that you figured out as far as you wanting to put towards your podcast? Like what resources did you use?
So I'm really a hands-on person myself. So it's one thing for you to tell me something or show me something, but I like to be hands-on and actually do whatever it is that you're telling me to do. So I know with Kev, I'm like, listen, I would have a million and one questions and I would warn him. I'm like, listen, I don't want to know. Give me the whole breakdown because I want to know exactly how this works. And then with all of the, like, even Instagram, finding new buttons on there, like all of this new stuff on there. YouTube is a whole nother world. But, what better way to learn than actually boots on the ground? You know, you got to log in and mess with this here and post this to see how this comes out and how people gravitate toward it, you know, the audience and everything. I've never been so much into the notes on my phone before. Both of my phones, grabbing both notes is notes over here.
Yeah.
I collab with both phones though, right? So no matter what phone I have in my hand, I can go to the notes and type whatever I'm thinking in there so I won't lose my focus. So that's definitely a good tool as well.
Okay. And her partner, when she meant partner, it's her partner who helps her organize and get things done as far as behind the scenes on the podcast. If you guys pull up on her on Saturdays, you'll see it is just so dope how she has it over there. Because I was wait, the names are separate. So shout out to your partner who helps you.
Mr. Kev Easy, he does his thing. Definitely get with him, y'all.
Okay. So diving into the next question here. Did you experience any self-doubt or imposter syndrome along the way?
I did. And it was more so in the beginning stages, again, because I guess I will really say it was more so a lot of nervousness.
Okay.
And naturally, I'm more of like a quiet person. And so you get on social media and you see so many other pages. It's just like, I don't really know how people are going to gravitate towards me.
Right.
So you're definitely in the beginning stages. I did have a little self-doubt. But once, I'm telling you, once you step over that fear, it's like, you're overcoming something. Like, I'm going to do you get confident now, right? Like, I got this. Ain't nothing. I'm going to do this.
Yes, you're doing good. You almost had 40 episodes. My
thank gosh. You. Yes, they're going amazing. So fast. I will say that very fast.
That's amazing. If you had to give advice to anyone who wanted to start their journey in podcasting, what would that be?
That would be, it's very, very simple, y'all. Just get started. It's no, because it's never going to be the right time.
Right.
Because I know for me, I kept saying, I want this way. I want the pilot to go this way. The episode, like, it got to be like this. Don't do that. Because if you do that, you'll prolong it. And next thing you know, it'll be a month from now. And you're still talking about, I want to get started with the podcast journey.
Yes. Like, next thing you know, it'll be like 5 years. And don't listen to what people say. I just spoke with a friend about this today. Don't listen to what people say. So if you are working on a goal or towards a goal, just keep it to yourself. Humbly, just keep it to yourself. Yes. Write it down, manifest, whatever you need to do, pray on it, and then get to work. Because if you ain't getting to work, it ain't going to happen. Okay.
It's not going to fall into your lap. That's for sure.
Yes.
And that's with anything, even outside of podcasting. For me, like even with real estate, like just with anything that you want to do in life, I want to like broaden it to that. Anything you want to do in life,
right?
Just do it. But I also like what you said as well. Keep it to yourself until you know you got everything together, and then you want to share it.
Because you can ruin it by speaking on it too soon, you know?
Yes, you really can.
So, that's awesome. Have you seen any positive impact your podcast has had on your listeners?
Yes. It's been a really great positive input from not only the listeners, but like even people that I've done episodes with.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know, shout out to Ronnie. I think she was on like maybe one of the fifth episodes.
Okay.
Forgive me. I don't remember her at name, y'all. But then like, I guess like a month after, like she started her podcast. And it seemed like I would share, you know, different. I'm pretty much an open book. Like, you know, the same way the game, some of the game was given to me. I want to play it for it. And give, you know, anything if I can help out to the next person. But yeah, definitely from the listeners. As I mentioned, like I have definitely the real estate episode helped a lot because that episode was just pretty much just letting everybody know like the resources, like for starting, if you want to fix and flip a house, loans. We touched on so much in that one episode. But I have episodes with like a lot of different people too. So I'm sure if you guys go to the YouTube page, you'll find an episode with a fashion designer. And it's so much good, positive information in those episodes too.
Now I have watched majority of your podcast. And I would have to say it's a lot of inspiration in the people that you interview. Whether you're talking about a career, something that they do, like getting in a gym and losing weight, their journey. And I feel like the type of topics you talk about, we want to hear, you know, we want to hear more about it. So, you know, you can't just go to everybody who has a podcast and be like, I like all your content. It's so good. Because some people don't know what topics to talk about. You know, they don't do the homework.
Yes, that's very important. So important.
And all your guests are always so respectable. It's just a vibe over there. I can't express it enough. You guys, you have to go over there and see for yourself. Make sure you check out her YouTube. Okay. All right. What excites you most about the future of podcasting?
I would say, collaborations with brands. Today, I just announced on my page, I just became an Amazon influencer.
Let's go! Let's go! Clap, 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 everybody.
Thank you.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. So just like, I'm still in awe about that and just embracing it. And I will say I'm very proud of myself that I didn't give up because, you know, when you, sometimes when you're, you know, you in your craft and you're just like, okay. Right. I hate to put a time frame on it, but let's say within a month, I want to be at this amount of subscribers and you don't get there. You can get a little discouraged.
Right.
But I kept saying, no matter, even if I do get into those modes, just keep playing it forward. Keep pushing. And here I am, man.
That is awesome. Big brand deals is coming. I'm manifesting it for you. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Same for you. You already know. Yes.
I also seen that you hit a milestone. You've been hitting milestones left and right. Let's just talk about it. I seen you hit a milestone of over 3,000 followers, okay?
Yes.
You are growing.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels great and wonderful. I be sitting here. Now, one thing, I'm a Cancer, y'all, so I get a little emotional sometimes. Baby really growing. Like, I'm talking about, I was at like 500 followers to now. Yes. And I'm just like, yo, like, when I look back again, like, it hasn't been a year yet for my podcast. So I'm okay. just like, wow, like, oh, this is crazy. But I'm loving it. Yes.
Your consistency and putting out good content. That's the main key. Putting out good content. Because if you overload yourself with too much and you're trying to focus on too many things, what happens? You create burnout, right?
Right.
And if you create burnout, you are not like, oh, I could put something out. You just don't have that energy. You lose that enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So getting the proper rest so you won't get burnout. Don't try to tackle too many goals at one time. Just focus on one thing and just work at it. I'm super proud of you. I'm super, super proud of you. Oh,
thank you so much.
Okay. Looking back, is there anything that you wish that you would have done differently?
I'm all about learning experiences. Just trying new things and learning it. One thing that I do wish I would have done was focus on one social media network at a time, just to kind of make sure all of the social media platforms are kind of like a real sturdy, like a start to it. So that way when you do, you know, you can just consistently post. I'm not too much on my TikTok. So I'm like, I really play Instagram heavy, but I'm just like, all right. Now you do gotta, you know, definitely if you want all social media networks, it's important. Yeah. You want to connect with your audience all over.
That's
pretty much it. Yes.
Okay. So just create imbalance. You know, and setting up a schedule that works for you. Once you set up the schedule and the routine, everything else goes and falls into place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So for me, it's a lot about the podcasting YouTube world that I am learning right now. Let me tell you, from editing to picking the song, making sure all the song's not a copyright. To shorts, to just being able to promote all across the board. Because it's not, you don't want just your content and whatever you're trying to put out in one space. You want it so everybody can see.
I want it all over.
You know? So that's what I'm learning on me because about myself, because I am an introvert. I'll talk you to death if I like you, you know?
Right. But you gotta really like the person.
But coming into it, I'm like,
Right.
No. So I'm learning more as like networking because I always had somebody networking for me, getting my name out there. And I'm just like,
wow,
you know,
and they're like,
you don't talk, you can't speak, you know? So these are things that I'm learning, especially with YouTube. It's a lot to it, but I've been being consistent on there. And I'm enjoying the journey. I feel like a lot of people try to hurry up and get to the finish line. I just want to have 100,000 subscribers and I want this and that. They're not focusing on the small milestones.
Right.
The small milestones, it builds up.
They're important. You know? Yeah.
So super grateful. Super, super grateful I met you. And if you guys don't know, I met Ryer through Instagram.
I met her here.
This is Riverside. But I met her on Instagram.
Yes.
And she reached out to me. She was so kind. And you just never know who you may meet. And you open your mouth and just speak to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Instagram kind of has like a, you know, sometimes to some people it can be like a negative thing. But I always feel if you use the social media networks the proper way, especially with networking, it can be a beautiful thing because here it is. We're here on the phone. I'm on your podcast. I feel like I'd have known you for years, okay?
Who are you telling? When I came on your show, I was like, hi, Raya. travel. What we doing? We traveling? What we
right.
Doing,
where we going?
Like, shoot. You in Philly. You right next door. This is what we doing.
Yes.
So it's just, you just never know who you will meet. I met a lot of beautiful people. I'm pretty sure you met a lot of beautiful people.
Yes, I have.
Was it hard for you to recruit, to get people on your podcast in the beginning?
In the beginning, I'm gonna pass it off again to Kev Easy, my partner in crime.
Okay.
So he was definitely doing some scouting, and then I was also, so we were both working together. Like, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just checking in with him, like, you know, how's this going? Getting different people to come on the podcast. And then once I got into my big girl stages, I was like, all right, I'm ready. Then once, I'm telling you, once I got over that fear, I was like, it's on. It's on. I can only be myself. Like, when I'm approaching people, always respectful, you know, like, hey, you never know. It's either they're going to tell you yes or no, but you'll never know until you find out.
Because it could be 15 no's, but it'd be that one time you'll get that yes, okay?
Yes.
So, for me, it was more like, listen, a closed mouth don't get fed, right?
Right.
So, I would DM people. I mean, me and Raya had phone conversations behind the scenes when I first was thinking the idea came to my mind for the podcast. She was super supportive and uplifting in what I wanted to do. She never gatekeeped. She definitely gave me some pointers and gave me a few words of motivation in there, okay?
Yes.
So shout out to her for that.
Yes,
but, you know, the recruiting part was like, I wasn't used to it.
Okay.
You know? Because it was like, I'm not afraid of rejection. If you say no, that's what it is, you know?
Right.
But it was just like, I'm starting a podcast and you want to be on my platform, you know?
The whole spiel, right?
And some people would be like, no, just leave her message on scene, you know?
Please.
And then it's just my excitement of me when I get like ideas and stuff like that. It always comes to me in the craziest times, okay?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, you know, telling people too fast, okay? And someone was like, why you want to do podcasting over sneakers? Like, you're stopping with the sneaker thing? And I'm like, I don't want to do sneakers anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm on to bigger and better things. So
yeah,
it was just more as, you know, you got people who try to dim your light. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be careful.
But a person like me, you can never dim my light. I shine too bright
Period.
For that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just, this whole journey, it taught you, because you said you were an introvert.
Yes.
Look how you talking to people. It's natural for you.
Yeah,
when you're talking to people and you make your guests feel so comfortable. And I feel like that's a major thing, to just have that, make them feel comfortable in a space.
Yes.
Where it's not like, oh my gosh, everybody's in here, everybody's watching me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the nerves will take over you. Listen,
And like, how looking at the views and see who comes. Oh my gosh.
Right. Like, oh, this person's like, coming on.
Yeah. Right here. Okay. This is our last question of the night, Fran.
All right.
Is there anything else you would like to share about your journey as a podcaster?
Let me see. I feel like I know, and forgive me, y'all. I know I'm a fast talker. Like, I'm in my pod, I be like, let me slow down. Naturally, though, I just talk fast. So I know
it's okay.
I know I said a lot within this time, but just, I mean, it goes back to what we already discussed, is if you have a vision or an idea for something that you want to do, don't let anyone dim your light, right? I'm a huge journaler. I don't know if that's a word, but I'll get my book out and I'll write my notes down.
Yes.
And see it through, because that really helped me. Once I actually sat down and like, okay, I had the podcast name at the top and I was like, building a tree. And, you know, you just let your creative juices flow. It's like, wow, okay, I can do this.
Yes.
So definitely that. Don't be scared to network. Definitely use all of the social media platforms. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, listen, Threads. Use all of it as a networking tool.
Right.
We can. It's cool. I'm so silly. I love funny things.
Me too.
But use it, use the social media platforms to your advantage. I would definitely say that as well.
Okay. Well, there you guys have it. Okay. Raya done gave you a whole visual of her journey, the things that she went through, things that she had to overcome, her being an introvert, learning the ins and outs about being a podcaster. She's about to be at 40 episodes soon, okay? That's big deal. So make sure you guys go and tap in with her. Like I said, I will tag her in every video I will put on my page so you guys can go see for yourselves. Go pull up to one of her episodes. She is live Saturdays, every Saturday. Sometimes she be doing like different days, correct?
Yeah, I'm like all over with the days. So
okay.
Just definitely subscribe to my page. That's the best thing to do. Subscribe to all of my social media platforms so that way you'll know exactly when the live is going to be taking place.
Okay. Thank you, Raya. I appreciate you for being here.
Yes, girl, you are welcome.
This is special right here because you were my first guest on my episode, minus the technical difficulties, but you were here, okay?
Yes, that's right.
That meant more to me than you know. So I'll talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your night.